This is City Lights on WABE. I'm Lois Reitzes. Thank you for listening. Artists live to create, yet living solely off their creative work is not easy. The renowned artist Steve R. Allen wants to change that with his new gifting initiative to HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. Mr. Allen joins us now via Zoom. Welcome to City Lights.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's an honor.
What motivated you to create this initiative?
Actually, it just sort of came as an idea as I was driving back from North Carolina. Well, I went to an HBCU too, but my mother went to Shaw University, and we were doing something with a portrait of her that I had done that I was gifting to the university. And the idea just came. One of the things is I was inspired by a gentleman some years ago who wanted to give a collection to HBCUs, but we weren't in a position to. And so the idea came to me to spread out the collection, shall we say. So that, as well as HBCUs having ownership of some of our cultural treasures, shall I say, prompted me to do it. My mother and my brother, Arthur, really made it possible for me to paint. I went to work one day. I used to be a copier technician. I was the Xerox man, shall we say. And I went to work one morning and the boss wasn't talking right, and I gave him the job back. And I mentioned it to Mama and Skeet. That's what we called him, Skeet. And they really, for years, supported me and made it possible for me to create. He was, like Vincent Van Gogh's brother, Theo, I think was his name, supported him all those years. My brother and my mother did the same for me so that I was able to sit here and create this work.
Well, now you've launched this multi-million dollar HBCU gifting initiative. What will this gift provide Atlanta HBCUs?
It will give them and the young people, and some not so young, an opportunity to see some of this work up close and personal, shall we say. Also, I live not far from the AU Center, and we have discussed my doing some symposiums and conferences and possibly some in-person classes with the young people so that they can see that in the art field, that it's possible to go from being born in a one-room shack, which I was, to having your work in the greatest museum in the world, the Smithsonian.
Now, from what I understand, your gifting involves your presenting the colleges with your own artwork that has been featured in the Smithsonian National Museum.
Yes, I have 7 artifacts in the Smithsonian. 4 of my original paintings are part of the founding and permanent collection. They acquired those images back in 2013, even before the building was complete. And so what we did was created a museum edition of 5 pieces of the works. And that's what I'm gifting to the HBCUs because, many people will never get to Washington. And even if they do, they wouldn't all be displayed on exhibition at the same time. So what I've done is done this collection. Each one, Shaw will get one, the AU Center, which is, of course, is the first to get it, so that they're all there and we can discuss it and study it and do all of that all in one place.
In addition to the artworks that you are donating, will there be talks or lectures around equity and the business side of art?
Yes, that was one thing over the years that I've noticed. It was just glaring, the lack, the underrepresentation of artists in the diaspora. And so, with auction, Sotheby's, this, that, the other. There are so much that I learned about the art business, not just the wonderful work itself, but also is being used actually as assets and funding mechanisms for many, many projects. I mean, mega millions of dollars of projects or collections financed just by art. And this is one thing, it was almost like the world is secret, but we were able to work on that and learning more and more every day and becoming a part of it.
Great. Now, you have served as the official artist for 8 Olympic Games, spanning from 1996 at the Atlanta Summer Olympics to the 2012 London Olympic Summer Games. When creating a design for the Olympics, were you given certain guidelines or did you have free range?
I've been very fortunate. I have free range to do whatever I want to do. Of course, it's the Olympics, so that's the only consideration that I had to think about. And so just whatever would come, I tried to cover the Olympics, the broad spectrum of things going on in the actual games as much as I could. I've actually been to 8 Olympic Games personally, and it's just a fantastic experience, just fantastic. Being part of the official Olympic delegation, I was able to meet quite a few of the current and legendary Olympians. It's just wonderful to be associated with it.
Kind of like your own gold medal?
My own gold medal, yeah. And as a matter of fact, 2 of my Olympic pieces, the one that I created for Athens in 2004 and Torino in 2006 for the Winter Games, are part of the founding and permanent collection in the Smithsonian. That, to me, again, well, that is a gold medal. That's true. Yes.
How did you decide what each of the Olympic artworks would encompass? What were you looking to represent?
Like any other piece I do, I have the idea, and I just let it evolve. It sort of presents itself as I'm working. I like it today, and I look at it tomorrow, and I don't like it. And so I'll pan over some things and move some things around, and it's just a process of discovery for me as well. I don't know where it's going. I just allow itself to present itself.
I know you started the Steve R. Allen Foundation in 2008. To inspire and help young people with art.
Yes.
Is the foundation still in operation?
It is still in operation. We had to cut back a little bit, of course, because of COVID, but we've done the programs in Brazil and we've done it in DR Congo and, of course, here at home. And even yesterday, I had a phone call with Brazil where we are starting to gear back up. And I'm really looking forward to that, to be able to share again with the young people and for them to touch the flesh, so to speak. Most of the times, if they know anything about art or an artist, it's from a museum, from a magazine or something. And there are very few opportunities to interact with actual living and working artists. And so, not to pump myself up, but for them to be able to see someone like myself, because I was one of those little children at one time, it's very important to me. And hopefully it inspires them and they can reach out to me. I always leave my information with them. I just love that aspect of being an artist. In fact, I seem to be doing leaning more towards that now, incorporating that, shall we say, with my physically creating pieces.
Coming back to the students at the HBCUs, when they see your artworks, these pieces by a renowned African-American artist in their own school, how do you hope they will respond?
Most of the time, they'll keep asking the question, you're a real artist? So, <yeah. laughs> okay. And so what I'll do is I will lead I would give them posters or whatnot for them to take with them. And also when we do some classes, we do a few things, I'm able to give them a few pointers. Sometimes they know I'm coming, they will have created pieces of art themselves to present to me. And that's such a wonderful, wonderful thing. And again, I go back many times to the same place, you know, the next year or something like that. That's what I've been doing. That's what, again, what I'm looking forward to.
Great. In 2016, President Obama cut the ribbon in the opening ceremony of the Smithsonian Institution, the National Museum of African American History and Culture. What was it like for you to join him on that historic day and have your work acquired by the museum?
It's really like a blur. It's, you know, certain things that you don't ever expect to happen. The first thing being acquired by the museum, again, that was 8 years ago now. And then in 2016, in fact, I had just returned from the Olympics in Rio. And the next week or so, I was in Washington for the event. To be in that circumstance is mind-blowing. Again, I'm still sort of wrapping my mind around it. I know it happened. I know it. It still sort of seems unreal.
Mr. Allen, this has really been a pleasure. I thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
The artist Steve Allen. You can learn more about his foundation's multi-million-dollar HBCU gifting initiative on our website, wabe.org/citylights.